This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Today,
Portia is clapping back, baby, at trolls who came for her Georgia peach.
That's right, and Quavo wants that old thing back. We'll explain.
Now, Heidi and Frank will join us later, but first, some good news for all you horny people out there. OnlyFans will continue allowing porn.
Ooh.
And here at Dish, we commit to continue what we're doing best, celebrity dish with our clothes on, all right? So pull up. What you got, Brad?
Kanye West has filed court documents to formally change his name to just Ye and no last name. That's right, Ye. The docs were filed earlier this month, and he cited personal reasons for the name change. Now, in 2018, Ye posted a tweet saying, "The being formerly known as Kanye West, I am Ye." And he explained in a recent interview the reason he wants the name Ye, because it's the most commonly used word in the Bible, and it means you.
Oh, I love Sherry. That.
Okay. So, Sherry, yay, do you walk through the valley of death? Do you agree with this? Yay?
Oh, my gosh, Brad, I love it. You know, yay is in the Bible a lot. We always know Kanye is like that. I completely expect something like that, and I'm here for it. Anytime you want to bring people back to the Bible, go. I'm with it.
And it seems like anytime someone's in the business for a long time, they do take that time to, like, change or rebrand themselves. Yeah. You watch Diddy do it a bunch of times. Jay-Z went the hole for a minute. So this is kind of on point.
If any of you could change your name legally, what would you name? What would you change your name to? I don't know. I like Chewy Martinez.
I like Chewy.
Oh,
Sherry.
My God. I would change my name to A-Now.
A-Now. A-Now. Oh, Gary, that's nasty.
Y'all are crazy.
Anyway, well, moving on, honey. My good darling niece, Miss Portia Williams, honey, has and was under attack, honey, yesterday by her fans. Now, honey, a post she made showing off her voluptuous curves. So Portia posted a beautiful photo wearing a sexy orange dress with the caption,
orange.
Portia, you want to read it for us, darling? Please.
I have not a damn problem doing so. I said, if you have an ass and have not had lipo or a tummy tuck, this what your stomach and body gonna look like. Get whatever surgery you want, but at least remember, if you have a gut, it's okay. You still a bad bitch. That's what I said.
Oh,
that's fair,
then, honey. Yes, she said that. You said that. But then a fan, honey, in your comments questioned if your body positivity post was authentic. She wrote, "Be honest, honey. Have you had a BBL before?" Then, honey, my darling Portia, clap back.
And then I had said, now why the hell would I be saying that if I had a BBL, bitch?
And you pulled out the receipts, baby, to prove you always was, honey, a Georgia peach.
Hello. Always had. That thing been thanging, okay? It just may be thanging a whole lot more now, okay?
You know, it's so funny because so many people do so many things. Like, you've always had your Georgia peach.
You know what? It would totally be okay if I did. It's just the fact that I just happen to be one of the people who are open about plastic surgery.
Love that body.
My mama always say, ain't no man kicked me out of bed because of that.
That's right.
No.
That's
Mama Diane.
No real man would, Porsche.
Well, moving it on, was it a breakup to makeup? Well, it looks like Sweetie and Quavo might be out here doing just that. Now, word is the pair may be getting back together, according to new reports. Now, the former couple recently reconnected, and word on the street is they've been quietly spending time together. Now, a source told reporters, Sweetie and Quavo are currently both in New York and have quietly been spending time together on the down low.
Wow.
And the insider also added that Quavo has missed Sweetie since they broke up, and he's been asking to see her. Apparently,
I believe
she gave in.
Yes. Yeah.
And they linked up in New York City and they hung out and they've been there both at the same time, possibly sharing one of those sweetie meals from McDonald's.
I mean, come on. Right? I was waiting for this.
All right, y'all. So it hasn't been confirmed that they're officially back together, but at the end of the day, y'all here for the reconnect or what?
Absolutely. I am.
But she's a fool to take him damn back. She would be crazy to take it back. He publicly humiliated her. He took the damn car that he bought
for
her.
Oh, Gary, who doesn't that happen to?
Ain't no way in hell I would stay with him. No way.
It doesn't matter what happens, Gary.
Porsche, you kicked all your damn men to the curb. When you got through with them, you kicked them all to the curb. So, Porsche, how could you agree with something like that, honey?
Gary, don't get mad that on her level, he took a car back. But on your level, B.E. took all his draws back. So don't get mad that she
went for a car.
He went for about some draws.
But that's all right, but I put B.E. out. Trust me, I didn't stick around now. Damn go.
No, you don't play he me, come honey. Back when he won't.
Two words, baby. Right. Sweetie, sweetie meal. Free McDonald's. Boom. Go ahead, Quavo. Get it, bro.
The McNuggets be hitting.
Yes, they do.
All right. I hope you're ready because it is time for Dish Gone Viral.
Ooh.
I am going to tell you, being pregnant is no walk in the park. Well, TikTok star Maitland Hanley, who just became a father, wanted to see how hard it was to carry a baby. I love when men do this. So he strapped a watermelon to his belly and melons to his chest to simulate a baby bump and big breasts. And then he tried to get out of bed.
Oh my God.
I love this so much.
Yeah.
I love this so much because this is every pregnant woman trying to get out of bed. Portia, one mama to another. How do you think that he did?
I feel like he did damn good. Because let me tell you something. By that third trimester, literally, Dennis had to come around and pick me up out the bed. He had to pull my arm like one, two, three.
Slide you out.
Your back and your pelvic bone are done.
Everything hurts.
Sherry, if he would have peed a little bit, he would have got A++. You got to pee just a little bit.
Sometimes I slept on the floor because I was just like, help me get up. It was so hard to get up all the time. Big boobs, big stomach, my booty was growing.
Girl. No, Frank, I hear someone's breathing oxygen is better than mine. How can this be true?
Yes, Gary, I think Renee Zellweger has you beat.
We all have Gary beat. Are you kidding me?
Renee met her boyfriend, Ant Anstead, who's British, while filming his show Celebrity IOU Joyride, and that episode just aired last week, and his co-host Christy Lee told Ant that while filming Bridget Jones' Diary, Renee kept her fake British accent when she wasn't even on the set. And Ant, who was shocked that Renee is from Texas, said, "Are you telling me that Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger, isn't British? You're like a dream crusher." For me.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
I think you and Gary are about to die.
Oh, come on. I'm Bond over here.
You're gold Bond.
So are you surprised that Renee's fake accent fooled Ant?
I am. British himself? You know what? I am because...
He might not be the smartest guy.
I've seen all of the Bridget Jones's movies, not to brag. She's fantastic. Her British accent is solid. And this is why you know it's a good British accent, because a British person... fell for it. Because most of the time, you think your accent's good until somebody from where you're trying to do the accent from is like, okay, that's horrible. We don't sound like that. But no, I'm not surprised at all that he fell for it. So he was truly shocked when he met Renee Zellweger, and she was like, hi, how you doing? I'm from Texas. And, well, don't go anywhere. We've got more British dish.
You're always doing a character doing it, as opposed to Heidi's British accent. Do Heidi's British accent.
Don't go anywhere. We've got more British dish. That's pretty good.
We're just
good some old Americans
doing dish.
Coming back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, guys.
Hey.
Pretty sad. So the Curry's the Worst drama is getting messy. Now, we told you guys that Steph Curry's parents, Sonya and Dale Curry, were getting a divorce after 33 years of marriage. So Sonya is claiming that Dale cheated on her several times in their marriage, and Dale is accusing her right back and saying that Sonya was having an affair with OG New England's Patriots player, Steven Johnson.
Oh,
yes. Oh, wow. He was out there.
Nice.
Yes. The real tea is, baby, that the court documents said that Dale claimed that Sonya had her side piece, honey, before they even separated, and that she's living with him right now in Tennessee, so she should not get alimony.
Oh, wow. Come on.
But now Sonya says, baby, which I definitely agree with, she says she was faithful, honey, and currently lives alone because Dale kicked her out of their beautiful mansion.
Something about the overall family's image that gives me just this powder puff, beautiful, perfect family, all the way from right. the young Currys to the older Currys. So, yeah, right. I thought yeah, that right, it was right. going to be clean. They're going to keep the nastiness yeah. private like I most know. Families do. Yeah.
I don't know what Ricky Smiley is going to do because he did want her. So, I don't know if Ricky Smiley going to feel like this just too much.
No, Miss Sonya, you don't want him, baby. She got her good rich white man, baby. She don't want Leroy no more. She got her wonderful Caucasian man. And honey, she looks happy with him. And he seemed like he would take great care of her.
And he looked like one call, that's all.
He looks very safe. Exactly. He looks very, very safe.
All right, y'all, for this next story, you cannot make this stuff up. Now, it seems like Sonya and Del Curry aren't the only ones creeping out here in these streets. Because a German woman has been banned from the Belgium Zoo for trying to see that monkey.
She's accused of having an affair with a 38-year-old chimpanzee named Cheetah.
All right,
AKA
Cheetah.
That monkey.
Why are you saying like
Well, before I get into the story, it wasn't nothing sexual. However, the bond that they have created has created a little bit of static amongst the humans and the chimps. Planet of the Apes style. So
what?
A video has gone viral of the lady pressed against the glass divider Ooh. Of the monkey enclosure, wow. and she was giving smooches to Cheetah through the glass.
Damn. I'm in love with a monkey.
That's that jungle love they was talking about back in the day.
Oh,
now, when asked about her connection to the chimp, she said that they have a real relationship, and her bond with Cheetah is like having an affair.
She oh, need wow. help.
Cheetah might need some counseling because they're saying that, you know, this lady got all up in Cheetah's head, and he can't even bond with his fellow chimps, and they don't like him anymore. Because
wow.
I guess he's, you know, trying to fornicate
you know
with
what?
A human.
First of all, it's just really weird. It's so weird that this woman has formed such an unhealthy relationship with a monkey. Like, what is missing in your life, my mom?
Do you guys think he feels the same way about her, y'all? Is this feeling
oh,
mutual?
Oh, he want to do it too.
Yes, it's yes. mutual.
You could tell the look in the monkey's face explains it all.
They should give her what she wants. Yes, they should is. Open that damn glass and let her okay. through. And let's see what that monkey gonna do no. with that thing.
Yeah.
No, let's yeah. Let's see what she wants. You play silly prize. You play silly games, you get silly prizes. Let's see.
All right, y'all, time for everyone to get that glow with the Caroline Chew Anti-Aging Face and Neck Serum Set. This deal includes one anti-aging serum and one anti-aging neck emulsion, which will give your skin some love and hydration. This set is a concentrated complexion brightening treatment that will help soothe irritated skin, reduce redness, and even skin tone.
Plus, it fortifies the skin with super antioxidants to guard the skin from ultraviolet rays.
And I love the ingredients. A little bit of Tibetan mushroom, reishi, and oolong tea. So many antioxidants.
Yo, Brad, I need my skin to get the glow, too. How much is it, sis?
Well, usually this second run is as high as $145 before our dish sets out there. It's only
$29.
Stop playing.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Tyrese says lifestyles of the rich and famous is not all that it's cracked up to be. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Heidi and Frank. Yes, girl. What are y'all dishing?
Well, Sherry, I want to talk about Tyrese because Tyrese, he's just simply not happy with his place of residence anymore. And he went on Instagram and he wrote a whole post about the downside of living in a mansion. Here's what Here's what he said.
Wow.
The mansion is amazing until you discover leaks, constant maintenance, the mortgage, got it, landscaping, got it, these unexpected month-to-month issues. And he also added, quote, I still want you to ball out and get your mansion, but it's my job as one of your favorite people to give you the heads up of what you're walking into so you're not blindsided like me.
Like, fine. Other rich people and complain to rich people yeah. about that in your rich house. But don't do it on social media. It just makes people
right.
feel
Correct.
Like this is how you get robbed. This is how people, because they're like, right. well, if you complain, right. then let me come take it.
Come on.
You don't want your mansion? I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll take the leaky walls. I'm going to steal everything from them there on leaky walls.
Well, Anna Faris is opening up about her recent elopement with her husband, Michael Barrett. She and her husband were spotted at LAX at the airport over the weekend, and she told the paparazzi that she and Michael tied the knot at a private courthouse ceremony on their own because... with a little bit of age, you don't need the whole thing. Now, Anna began dating Michael a month after she and ex-husband Chris Pratt announced their split in 2017. So, Sherry, when you finally get married to husband C, are you going to have a courthouse ceremony? Or are you going to have the big old,
white dress
hoopla again?
I'm torn because I love the big wedding, but I don't love paying for everybody to eat because that's what you're paying for when you get married. You're paying for everybody to eat.
Yep.
But I probably would like go to Jamaica. If you can afford to get to Jamaica, then you can come. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to big showy and all of that.
You're doing a destination.
I'm doing a destination on the beach. No
casual
shoes on, Heidi. No Spanx. No hair and makeup.
I did it on the beach, barefoot,
man.
Simple, threw my hair up.
Yeah.
There were nine of us.
Do you know they say
they nice
chewy? Because you're talking to your lady. That's something you guys talk about. They say that weddings, that the bigger the wedding, the less you'll be married, the less time.
Yeah.
So the smaller the wedding,
facts.
The more simple.
It's facts.
Yeah. My wedding was on TV.
Oh,
wow. We spent so much money. It was on Bravo.
Sherry.
A year and a half. I was like, take the dress with you.
Oh, no. No, Sherry.
Damn.
But the TV show paid for it, right?
No, they only they only pay you a certain amount of money. You still got to put up some of your own money, but you get a lot of stuff for free. If I had to pay for that wedding myself, it'd have been a ton of money. But I only paid like a third of it.
My first wedding or first marriage was 3 years, big wedding, and second marriage been 18 years, backyard.
And I'm Dominican Mexican, y'all, so you know there's gonna be tacos, mofongo, crugal, beer, salsa merengue, rancheras, tortillas,
there's a salsa bongos. Fountain.
It's gonna be lit.
Oh, that's
y'all.
A
lit.
Dancing all night.
Man. Up next, find out what keeps Jason Momoa at peace when he's away from home filming. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Jason Momoa might be shooting Aquaman overseas away from his family, but that doesn't stop him from having a piece, or in this case, his whole damn house with him, y'all. Jason stopped by the Late Late Show and admitted that he brings a crazy amount of gear to location. Check this out, y'all. He brings motorcycles, cars, drums, guitars, basses, cameras, jewelry, posters, and his kids' paintings while he's filming. Y'all, he brings all of that, man. Wow.
He's a star of movie, so he's probably got a huge trailer or a huge dressing room.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
You usually do between 6 and 12 weeks, so for him, that that's not even a lot of stuff. Now, if you only own a thing like me and you, Chewy, for 3 days, all that on flat,
right?
They ain't even gonna let us bring all that stuff. Okay, all them girdles and wigs. No, you gone back home.
I hope I have this problem one day. I can't imagine. I mean,
can you imagine Heidi's rider? It just says cheese, bread, wine. Peloton, and 30 Yorkies.
And puppies.
That's it. 30 Yorkies. That's it.
Is that too much to ask for, Hollywood?
No, it's not.
I mean, I've become a star, Heidi, and I hear you about manifesting. I want a young boy just sitting in the chair with just some jeans on and this pretty little chick just glistening.
That's all you want.
Walking my trailer and be like,
that's
hey,
Kevin
Chewy.
Spacey's writer.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.